Hello, bonjour, comeste, tanze, and tanish. I am Elaine Manzer, the mayor of the town of Peace River. I'm here today just to provide some reflection of what's happened in the town and with town council over the past year or so, and a little bit of what we're looking forward to as a council and a town in 2025. In 2024, everyone is well aware that we've had an increased number of homeless within the town of Peace River. People have arrived in Peace River without housing for all sorts of reasons, all age groups, and so the town has had to deal with some of the issues that have resulted from that. We've had certain social programs that are helpful, but we do not have an all-encompassing way of dealing with homelessness. So we see people periodically hanging around where they shouldn't be. We've had encampments. And so the town council and others in town have had to think about how to deal with certain issues over the past year. We did have Apex Security that was hired for a three-month pilot program for community protective services. And town council had very hard deliberations at the end of that pilot project. Certain things were helped by the Apex Security, their visibility, their interaction with some of the homeless was very helpful for residents, guests, and businesses. However, the town council felt that having a private security company with the accompanying cost was something that residents maybe did not want to deal with. And we had a survey that was sent out, and there was an overwhelming number of the respondents who indicated that they did not want their taxes to rise in order to pay for a private security company. So the town has decided to carry on with plans that were already in place to hire a director of protective services who will look after both the fire department and community protective security. So we'll be hiring community peace officer as well, and bylaw will fit under that category. And it's felt that having this as an internal division within our town staffing will be beneficial to the residents and also be an efficient and effective way of spending the dollars for that category of service to the town. Service will be different, but it will be there. So that was the community protective services aspect that was, you know, challenging over the past year. Another major challenge in different ways was our whole discussion and our go ahead with the utility rate service model and how that was to be handled. So as a council, we've had briefings, we've looked at data. We've had a company that has given us notes on what the water rate should be, what the wastewater rate should be, and so on, in order to both maintain our water, wastewater, and storm infrastructure, and at the same time look forward to what is going to need to be done to that infrastructure in the future in order to have it working properly. Part of that infrastructure will include a major upgrade to the wastewater treatment plant. The water treatment plant was last upgraded, I think, around 2011-12 is when that finished. We've had a reservoir that's been done since, but that's major infrastructure. Costs a lot. We are depending upon the provincial and federal governments to help support some of that cost to our town residents and businesses with grants, but we also feel that there should be, the philosophy is that user pay. So if you use that infrastructure, it has to be there for your use, and therefore there's going to be a cost associated with it, both for present consumers and future consumers. So, you know, as a town council, we sometimes have to look as far into the future as we can. And the infrastructure for water, wastewater is a major asset to our town. We are looking at that whole department as part of our asset management plan. And that's another thing that the council will be getting more into over the coming year or years. We have to have a plan that says, okay, we're going to replace certain infrastructure at certain times. Its life will be whatever the life is. For instance, the pool perhaps would last a normal 40 years with proper maintenance and with some proper upgrades to it can last another 30. Upgrades and maintenance are much cheaper than trying to build a new building, for instance, and sometimes that applies to all sorts of infrastructure. So we're looking at those aspects, and that's going to be upcoming in future years, but for sure in 2025 we're going to be looking deeper into that. We have a town staff that will be doing part of the planning and part of the gathering of data to help that. Another big decision that Town Council made in the past year, and it was based on several years' conversation, including last council, as to how to make the town office building itself more accessible. We find that people climbing three flights of stairs to get to the council chambers, that's not always possible for everyone. Some of our other offices are also up flights of stairs, things like that. Doors don't always open in a fashion that helps people get into certain rooms, washrooms, everything like that. The town staff and council have considered, well, okay, how about renovating the present town office? And, okay, we could do that. What will we get? Well, we'll get an elevator, perhaps, but we will not get a building that has a good flow for staff work and a good flow for public to access certain departments. So when we were made aware that a building further north on Main Street had come up for sale, we looked at it, had major discussions, got it investigated a little bit to see what shape it was in, and made the decision that it would be in the best interest of the town and council for the future next 40 years or so to buy that building. And yes, it's going to need a little bit of renovation, but it was made as an office building to begin with. So there are offices there. The major change will be putting a council chamber on probably the main floor, the first floor, and that will be accessible. Other offices, there's an elevator, so that will be accessible to the public. And, you know, staff as well need and appreciate some of these features in their own work habitat. So that will be an ongoing project over 2025, and hopefully we'll be into it, you know, sometime in 2025. I can't say it's going to be like the bridge. Alberta Transportation, for instance, has recently presented to us, and the ongoing question is, what's happening with the Arch Bridge? And, you know, certain assumptions are out there. People don't see anybody working at times. So we've been told that they're looking for contractors and that there are 90-plus supports that need to be replaced. And we're not sure when, maybe in 2025, that bridge will be drivable. Right now, they do not consider it safe to drive. So, you know, town office building, there's a safety issue in terms of walking upstairs if your knees give out, et cetera, et cetera. Same idea. Safety is critical for these buildings, and accessibility is as well. So town office was definitely on our minds this year, what to do, and we did make the hard decision to spend the money to what we think will save money in the future on that building. Another thing that came to us this year, and surrounding municipalities as well, we had a presentation from Energy Alberta, which is a company that would like to establish a full-scale nuclear plant in the Peace region. They feel that we've got the correct environment to have a successful plant go forward. And so five of our communities, Peace River, Grimshaw, Northern Lights County, Northern Sunrise County, and the MD of Peace, have all formed a regional energy committee. And basically our point or purpose is to look at energy in the region, in particular nuclear, since that started the whole conversation, and to be supportive, but at the same time to educate ourselves as to what it would mean to have a nuclear plant in our region. For instance, we're going to end up investigating what does our region need in terms of transportation, housing, schools, medical, all of that sort of thing will eventually be part of the discussion. Energy Alberta will be leading that discussion as they will be leading the public engagement and so on. But councils wanted to be aware as much as possible as to how they, first of all, could perhaps help this development, which would be a major economic development for our region. We're sort of a pocket in northwestern Alberta that hasn't truly experienced major economic development in the probably in the last 15 or so years. I think back to the Shell development, the Mercer development. Those are the two major ones that I can think of. And they've now either changed ownership or been here for some, I'm going to say 20 plus years. We need something else to keep our children working in our area, to keep adding to the services in our area. And, you know, it's a tax base for municipalities that we can share and therefore lower some of the other costs on the residential business tax side of things as well. So we're looking forward to future discussions, and the province and the federal government are basically in charge of the process, and that will be ongoing over 2025 and likely several years in the future. So it's a welcome addition. There will be challenges, but that's the way we go. I would also like to mention that another development we've had come across the town borders. Woodland Cree First Nation has bought 32 acres within the town of Peace River, and they are basically working with the town to establish what is normally called an Indigenous Urban Reserve. So there's quite a process, and there will be challenges to go forward with that, but we look at our town of Peace River, and we've had neighbors, Woodland Cree and others, forever. So as we say in our land acknowledgement, since time immemorial, we've been neighbors sort of thing. We are perhaps the newcomers when we look at total history, but yet we're here together. We're looking at partnerships, and we're looking at what is best for the region and best for all residents of our region, including the town, Woodland Cree, and others. So we're looking forward to those discussions. It's a major time factor in making those decisions, and town staff is going to be very, very busy with that. Another couple of things that the town has been doing over the past year or so, we were very happy when we were able as a town council to sign off on a four-year union agreement with the staff in town who are part of the union. 4 years gives everybody a chance to relax a bit. It gives the people who are part of the union also assurance as to what their salary and working conditions will be after 4 years. So very happy to have had that happen. And, you know, it will be relaxed a little bit for a few years and then start more negotiations. But at least we've done this part. Another thing I'd like to mention that we're part of a regional group. It's called the Peace Regional Healthcare Attraction and Retention Committee. And it was initially set up about 10 years ago now. And it includes our five municipalities as well, which is Nampa, Northern Sunrise County, MD of Peace, Northern Lights, and Peace River. And we have municipal reps. We also have public reps. We have reps from Alberta Health Services and from RPAP, which is the Regional Healthcare Attraction Program. So that group meets only four times a year, but it tends to be quite busy at certain times. So our purpose is to attract healthcare workers to the town, in particular workers at the hospital and some of the allied healthcare programs. So with respect to the Regional Healthcare Committee, we host doctors who think they might want to work in Peace River. And the way that works is Alberta Health Services basically does the recruitment and sort of you know, guides them in our direction, and if we can try and welcome them into our community, which means not just the doctor themselves, but their, if they have a family, their partner, look at schools for children, look at different amenities. And that's why, you know, other reasons that, that the town would also look for amenities is that recruitment and retention of employees, not only healthcare, but also all businesses and other staffs, schools, any kind of business. If you're hiring somebody, they're quite often asking, well, what does the town have for my family? And so that healthcare committee is one way that we use to try and attract healthcare doctors in particular, but also the latest have been nurses, international nurses. And sometimes that means trying to, as volunteers really, help them with housing and just getting set up and getting acclimatized to the community so that they make friendships, they get into groups, so they feel they belong, and then they stay, or they stay longer than they intend at the beginning. And that, you know, it works in all sorts of professions, not just healthcare. School divisions do that with their staffs. All community members do it. The big employers are looking at that as well. So that's why town council sometimes makes decisions that say, okay, we're going to upgrade some facility, such as the pool. The pool is coming up in 2025 to get the long-awaited hot tub renovations underway. And we might also get into how to facilitate getting a new slide put in, because both of those are needed at the pool and both have not been working for a while. Things like that are what attract and also help keep families interested in staying in Peace River. Part of what Peace River Council looked at when we developed our strategic plan at the beginning of our term back in 2021, one of the goals there is to start developing an environmental master plan for the town of Peace River. And as part of that, we've hired a new parks lead who will be and has been looking at trees all over Peace River. They've been out on the dike cutting back the underbrush just so people can walk a little more on the full width of the dike. She will be managing the trees within town and other things to come. So we're very pleased that we've started that initiative. And, you know, looking over the long term for Peace River, people appreciate trees. They appreciate the scenery here, and we need to keep it well managed and add it to it if we can. As a town, we are a major employer. We have perhaps, I want to say, about 70 employees, and I do not think that that includes the fire department's on-call staff. So with ourselves being major employers, we are very conscious that staff need to work in safe conditions. They need to have proper training in safety. So the town staff had a week-long series of seminars and so forth on health and safety. And that's the first time we've been able to do that. But we're looking at our staff and their careers. We want them to have long, successful careers. And part of that is being safe on the job. The fire department, they once again hosted or helped host the Northern Heat Conference. And that was back in September. They have about 200 firefighters from the region and actually some from other provinces as well that attend this major conference in the fall. They do their fire training in various facilities, but including the facility out on the West Hill. It's a very well-attended conference, and again, it's all about safety. Just as the bridge people don't want to open the bridge for safety reasons, we want our town staff and fire people to be as safe as possible as well. So sometimes that requires training in that aspects of their job. I would also like to say that we are very pleased with the volunteers that work in our town to make it a great place to live. We've had, as people know, the Art Hub. That has been a very successful project over the last 2 years and continues to attract people from the region to it as well. I think the brewery, for one, is unique in our region and attracts people. All sorts of things happen there. We've got the bowling alley that has recently reopened, so we look forward to that as another amenity in the next year. We've recently had the Rotorack group partner with the town in creating the skateway at the northern end of town. So that gives another amenity, which is, you know, it's free to families, it's a beautiful location, and it will be successful if the weather's not too cold or too warm. They need the ice. Town staff has also been working hard on the communication aspect. We've got a wonderful communication officer who started with the town, I believe it was last year. So you're seeing all sorts of results with respect to that communication, including probably this video, which he is in charge of. We have also looked at our website and realized over the past few years that it was getting dated. It needed to be updated. Certain parts of it weren't working anymore. So town staff formed a committee and worked with a developer to basically update and refresh our website. So we hope that it is easier to use for people, that you can find things that you want to find, and the news is there as well, and it's one way of keeping up with town activities. Another thing that the town has supported over the last year is our Economic Development Committee. You've seen several businesses in town that seem to have new refreshed paint jobs on their outside of their buildings. Well, some of them would have applied for a grant through a business grant, which is sponsored by the town, but the Economic Development Committee basically looks after some of the admin of that of those grants. So it beautifies the downtown area, makes people feel welcome. Part of that Economic Development Committee's work was to source a study for basically business development within the town of Peace River. And that study was done, and there was four things that the study said Peace River could look into, perhaps as a, you know, further business development. One was lithium mining and resourcing, the services that go with that. Another was vertical farming. Another was outfitting, which guiding and stuff like that. The fourth one was food and retail. So the committee and town staff will be looking at those in planning for the future. We've also, as a town council, just recently applied for a grant that is looking at housing within the town, all sorts of housing, including how to get developers to come here and build, which has been a challenge in the last few years. Quite frankly, bigger housing developers have said to us, well, we can stay in our own community and do very well there without having to transport staff, etc. So we're hoping to change that a bit and get different types of housing, perhaps more for the condo seniors housing, perhaps more for the entry-level housing as well. North Peace Housing has done their own study on affordable housing, and that's another set of data that people can look at. So at town council and town staff, we have lots to look forward to in 2025. We are looking forward to, of course, from staff perspective, council perspective, a new building. We're looking forward to the pool hot tub getting completed, getting done. We're looking forward to, and this might be perhaps more interest to some of the business community, our land use bylaw refresh, which should be coming to council early in the new year. And there will be lots of opportunity for public engagement and input onto that draft land use bylaw. So looking forward to that for sure. We're looking forward to more jet boat races in June. And we know that the River Days were a great success last year. Not quite sure how that will happen this year, but we're looking forward for sure to the jet boat races at the last week of June. So there's lots to look forward to in the new year. We hope that you and your family enjoy the holidays. So Happy New Year, and keep inviting people to come and visit Peace River.